Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we are live today from Radio Row in Baltimore, Maryland for the Army-Navy game. We love coming to this. We've been here the last few years. We were in Boston. We were in D.C. Now we're in Baltimore, and also with you as we get ready for a big Eagles game. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know, if I'm talking a little low, it's because the last time we were here, we were the absolute loudest individuals here.
You don't think that's going to happen again?
No, it was.
I see everyone looking at me like, "Why is that guy yelling?"
When you started yelling, I saw the reaction of everybody else, and I was like, "Damn, we are the drunk uncles
we're
at the barbecue.
Just loud,
we are loud and boisterous." It got to the point where he said, "Oh, Philadelphia, those guys are here."
We invited them back again. We wanted them not to come back.
Hey, listen, I've been in a little fire last couple of days. I'm trying not to draw no attention to myself.
What fired? What'd you do?
I'm just saying, man. You know, with the Twitter beef and Blue Jeans Lakin telling me this, the cool out on the Twitter beef.
What'd you do?
I'm just saying, I haven't done anything. I've been pretty good. I haven't had any Twitter beef. I've had people say stuff to me that I like, and I didn't even clap back. I think I did pretty good.
Progress. Progression, progress. You know what it sounds like?
What's that?
It sounds like what I'm expecting out of the Eagles offense on Sunday.
You clap back?
Well, a little bit, and I think it's time here. All right, 215-592-9494. It's obviously been a rough week, right? Like, the Eagles stunk on Monday, and they lost the game, and the offense was terrible, and the quarterback was terrible. But, Hugh, they've had a week to kind of decompress on all this and realize it's now or never. Four games to go.
It's now or never.
And they're getting a gift on Sunday. Let's call it for what it is. They're getting the Las Vegas Raiders, who I would imagine have pretty much checked out on this season. They are a terrible football team. They have to fly across the country playing cold
and it's gonna
weather.
It's gonna be cold.
this is set up for the Eagles offense to break out on Sunday against the Las Vegas Raiders. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas, do you expect the Eagles offense to break out on Sunday? This team has averaged over the last five games 16.5 points a game. I'm calling for 24 right now. I'm calling for 24 points on Sunday by
You're
the Eagles
crazy.
Offense. 24. That's crazy?
Are you ready?
Yes.
The most points they've scored in the last couple weeks was like 22. Right, something like that.
21 against the Cowboys?
That's what a breakout's going to be, Joe.
What does that mean?
That means that if we this is how I view this game going. I think that they did some good things last week.
I agree.
No question about that. But as far as a breakout, if you give me 22 points, I'll be happy with that.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm just being honest with you, Joe. I still believe in this team, and I think that we can finish this thing out. But realistically, what are you asking? You're like listen to what you're asking.
I'm asking the offense. One of the most expensive offenses in the history of pro football to beat up the Raiders. That's a lot
And you know what's going to happen today? I can't wait. And I'm not setting this up because this was going to happen whether or not I said this or whatever. Somebody's going to call in, and you're going to ask them, what do you think the score is?
Yeah, what do you expect?
And they're going to say 30-something to something.
Yes.
And we've been doing that. And this is not this offense right now. I expect them to move the ball a lot better than they did Monday night. I expect that. As far as point, I'll be a little generous.
What do you got?
I'll give them four touchdowns.
Four touchdowns is really good.
Okay, I'll give them four.
Four touchdowns is great.
I'll give them four, but I'm hoping for four.
Yeah.
But it's more than likely three.
Do you know the last time?
I'll take two in the first half and two in the second half.
Do you know how many times the Eagles have scored four offensive touchdowns since the month of September ended? Do you know how many times, Hugh?
Twice.
Once. the Giants game here.
Yeah.
They didn't do it against Denver. They didn't do it against the Giants the first time. They didn't do it against Minnesota. They had a pick six to get one of their touchdowns, right?
Well,
they did it against the Giants. They haven't done it, obviously, in the last 5 weeks. Four touchdowns. It sounds like you are expecting a little bit of an
offensive
break.
Well, I don't. I'm just trying to make you feel better.
Well,
I don't expect that.
I'll feel better if they have points on the board.
I don't expect that. It's going to be somewhere around 21 points.
You like it.
Because the reality is this. This team has moved the ball better last week. But they still have trouble finding the end zone.
Yeah.
They still have trouble finding consistency.
Well, they do, yeah.
And that's the issue. Regardless, like, there's a lot of blame to be laid everywhere. This is not one situation where you lay blame at one person's feet. A lot of us like to do that. And you know what else a lot of us like to do? We don't like to talk about the fact that it might be the quarterback. People get in their feelings. It is so annoying and frustrating for people. And no disrespect to anybody, because we all watch this game differently. But when you have people that have been, like, in the trenches and they tell you, hey, it's not all Kevin Petullo. It's not all Jalen Hurts. But Jalen Hurts is a part of it, and you still get upset, then what are we doing? Like, what are we doing?
Well, we're ignoring the reality in front of us, yeah.
Like, I know what Jalen has been to this franchise, and I know – what Jalen has accomplished in his career. I talk about it every day, and I uplift him in that way every day. But to sit there and bury your head in the sand and say he's not a part of it is ridiculous. It's a little bit of everything. And to sit there and say, okay, it might be, it's the offensive line, it's the defense, it's the offensive coordinator, it's the running back, and then to say it's not him, that is ridiculous. And I understand Saquon Barkley was a part of that Super Bowl run as well.
The biggest part during the season.
So you folks need to get out of your feelings, man, and just listen to what's being said.
Get out of feelings.
Get out of your feelings.
Because
it's annoying. It's annoying because you sit there. You know, the one thing, I love the fan base and I love talking to people about football until I don't. And that's the way I feel about it, because you try to explain to people what you've seen and your intimate knowledge of certain situations, they still don't want to hear. That's almost like arguing with a doctor about a procedure that he has to do on you. He's like, hey, you know, maybe you need to mix a salad in.
I'll do it.
With your food. Maybe you're eating too much meat. You're like, oh, doc, you don't know what you're talking about.
Doctor probably
eating,
does.
I've been eating bacon every day for the last 20 years and it ain't affected me yet. Oh, you know, whatever. But it's the same thing, man. It's like, just listen to what's being said and get out of your feelings.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I have listened to a lot of what's been said this week. And there's been a lot, right? There's been a lot about the quarterback that I've said, that we've said, that everyone has said, either way, right? But I've also heard you, Jason Avant, Ray Didinger, Mike Mayock, who's going to join us here from Army-Navy coming up in a little bit. Everyone's saying something similar this week, which was there were positive signs on Monday night with the offense. The turnovers masked it, but they were there. Let's hear Brian Baldinger on WIP this week talking about the good things from Monday night.
I know you scored 19 points.
Yeah.
And you kick all those field goals, that's not good. And the turnovers, it's going to be hard to win a game when you turn the ball over like that. But I thought the way that they actually moved and kind of sustained some offense and got some chunks. And did, I thought that looked better. And it looked like, you know, it looked like Jalen improved in some areas right there. The play action pass is now a real part of the game. And Jalen's under center. That's a real part of the game. You know, we've seen them on the tush push make that type of play before. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just an alternative to, you know, getting the yard. And so it turned out to be a great play for Saquon. But I thought there was a little bit more attacking. You know, they're pretty much a zone team. I thought they attacked their zones with some of the. I mean, this is not next level like offense. But I mean, I just thought, you know, the way that you run a high low against a curl flat player, like some basic things that, you know, I mean, everybody has. But I thought they dialed those things up a little bit more, and they connected on some of those things.
All right, so there was progress, right? The turnovers kind of masked the progress they made on offense. And they did it on the road against a good defense with a good coach. Now they get to do it at home against a terrible team that has to travel here in bad weather. This is a day they should run the ball well. They should score some points.
They need it.
We have to put up in at least the mid-20s against the Raiders. Have to.
21.
have to. All 21. Right. Well, if not, the defense is going to have to carry them.
Oh, yeah, definitely going to have to carry.
Shiel Kapati was on this week with the afternoon show talking about that defense having to carry the day again.
It's way up there. Now, I understand there were extenuating circumstances. The Chargers are down, what, three tackles in that game, and the quarterback's playing with an injured hand. But we've watched Eagles football long enough to know sometimes you get a situation like this, and still, the defense doesn't take advantage. They took advantage in this game. Their pass rush was terrific. I think they pressured Justin Herbert more than any team has all season in an NFL game. Jordan Davis is coming on strong, which is a very nice development for this defensive line. And then, like you said, it was complete because the coverage on the back end, I mean, that's not a bad group of Chargers wide receivers. And I don't remember a single replay or anything on film where you say, oh, you know, that guy was wide open. They just couldn't get him the ball. I mean, Cooper DeJean was unbelievable in this game. Quinyon Mitchell was terrific. I would say it was Adoree Jackson's best game as an Eagle. And so you add all those things together. And yeah, I'm with you. That's why if you're holding out hope, you're going, man, we don't need the offense to be a juggernaut. You just need the offense to kind of reach a certain level of competency where, hey, this defense might be able to lead the way against most opponents.
Yeah, so obviously Shiel is counting on the defense more than the offense. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to the phone lines in a second here. Do you expect the Eagles offense to break out? Kyle Quinn with us here in Baltimore. What are you feeling?
I'm sorry, what? Is it the offense going to break out?
Yeah, do you expect the Eagles offense to break out?
I wouldn't know. Huh? No.
It's the Raiders.
It's the Eagles. The offense stinks.
It's the Eagles.
No,
I
know everyone's trying to trying to make themselves feel better.
That's right.
That
it's Friday.
Saw some improvements.
Accountability,
with the
bunny.
Yeah, like I don't know. I
the bunny's
look at,
dead, Hugh.
Yeah, the bunny's
he's still around.
The bunny's,
buried.
His aura.
The bunny's
still
in a
strong.
Ditch. The bunny's in a ditch.
Aura. It was alive for 5 days.
It was the accountability.
It
bunny.
Was not the accountability.
That's not what I mean.
Bunny.
Aura so strong.
No, like look, I get it's the Raiders, and I expect the Eagles to win the game, but not because of some high flying offensive breakout. First of all, the weather's going to suck. So that's going to be a problem for an offense that already can't throw the football. The way that we're going to have to win football games is by this defense just dominating and the offense doing just enough. Now, against an opponent like the Raiders, I expect that to happen. Like, I think I brought this up earlier in the week, is I don't expect this to sort of go like 2023 because I could see this defense dominating.
Yep.
And not letting things get out of hand.
I mean, they almost won a game Monday with 5 turnovers. Who's the defense?
I think they're going to beat bad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Teams, right? We're not going to lose to a team like the Cardinals that year or the
Kyle,
Giants.
You're cooking, but can I just say something?
I'm not cooking.
Can we take dominating when we talk about the Eagles out of the vocabulary as far as the offensive side of the ball?
No, yeah, with the offense, yeah.
I'm
talking about the defense.
Okay.
Yeah, like
because dominate, it just sounds facetious.
They're going to be all over Kenny Pickett. The defense is going to dominate the Raiders' offense. The Raiders' offense stinks.
All right,
Raiders
up,
might be one of the worst teams in the league.
You brought up Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
Jalen's numbers have to be exceedingly better than Kenny Pickett's on Sunday. Are they going to be?
No. I mean, well, exceedingly better?
Yes, they have to be. It's Kenny Pickett with Brock Bowers and nothing against the Eagles defense.
See, Joe, can I help you out?
200 yards.
Could you stop with the fold of your arms talking about what you need to see and just get the win?
It just started.
No. You just, no,
it
stop.
It starts with Las Vegas.
No,
is that in your notebook? We have two notebooks
not.
Here
it's,
now.
No, it says no trap BTA. I forgot what I wrote that down for.
Belt to S?
Yeah, belt
to S. No trap game, belt to S.
Yeah, I think that's what that – I forgot what I wrote that down
for. Can you not read your own writing?
Well, no, it says no trap BTA.
That's that nice pen you have, too.
Yeah, it's that gel pen.
I still haven't found one of
those. It's a gel pen. Would you like one, Joe? I have a few of them.
Oh, I'd love one. I won't throw this one at you, I promise. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a Football Friday. Good morning, Chris.
Happy Football Friday, man.
What's going on, man?
There is one great football game that's about to be played this weekend, and it's going to be tomorrow. Go Army, beat Navy.
But I was waiting for it. Yes, it is. This whole thing is one of my favorite things each year, that we get to come here, and just the whole pageantry of the game is one of the coolest things in sports.
Which one would you like, Joe?
We're taking a phone call.
Yeah, Joe.
I'll take a green pen on our break. You go ahead, Chris.
You better say Army, Joe. You better say Army.
Hey, the Army's got this. Should I bet on them? I could do that. Yeah, go ahead.
Shout out to Roger Lincoln for letting Kyle out on studio there. So good job there, guys.
But
listen, here's what I expect. I expect Kyle to shave his mustache during the show as much as I expect that this offense is going to score some points on Sunday and be very productive and break out. It's just not going to happen. I mean,
that's what he's saying. I'll
tell you what. They put up 40. The mustache goes.
There we go. 40.
Well,
hold on.
Knows he's not going to shave. That's
Kyle
why he
knows
said
how
it.
Safe that bet is. Yeah. That's why he's making it.
Can
it's
we
like
just,
a million one-off.
40 points.
Before we continue, let's make sure we have the details on the bet. Is it 40 points on the scoreboard or 40 offensive points? Because they can have a couple defensive touchdowns this weekend.
I will say this. Even if they have two defensive touchdowns, that means the offense is – that'd be 26, right?
Yeah, that's not that much.
No, it's not that much. No. So it needs to be – it needs to be 40 by the offense.
Okay, 40 by the offense, and the mustache is gone. All right, go ahead, Chris.
The safest bet in the world right there. Guys, I mean, our offense stinks. Like, Hugh, it's like we're waking up in the morning after, you know, a long night, and, you know, you got a 5 laying next to you, and you want to keep praying that it's a 9. It's not going to change. It's still going to be a 5. Like, you could want and wish, you know, all you want. Want in one hand and wish in the other, you know, and see which one fills up, because it's not going to happen. You know what I really want to say, but I don't want to curse on air. But it's just not going to happen. I don't know why we're trying to be delusional. I get it, guys. It's a Football Friday. We're usually hyped up. But, like, you know, at some point, reality's got to set in. This offense stinks. Our quarterback play has just been bad. He's been off. He runs like he's got a piano on his back. Saquon has definitely lost a step and doesn't have that same move that he did last year. Offensive line is just a beaten, battered bunch of bag of bones. AJ's quiet now because they're throwing the ball, but that's just because the owner told him to shut up and he still wants to get his $30 million, which I don't blame the man. Devontae Smith, that poor man's like a ghost out there. They barely throw him the ball. He's, you know, a top – a 20 receiver in the NFL, and he gets like 3 targets a game. It's just a disaster, guys. I mean, I get it. You know, you want to put lipstick on the pig, but the pig's a pig, man. So, can't bring the gusto today. But I hope you guys enjoy your time down there. And to all my Army brethren, love you guys. Support our team, Navy. Tomorrow, today we're allies. Tomorrow you stink. Have a good day, man.
You got it, man. Chris, good phone call. Man, the Eagles have broken Chris in terms of his excitement. Yeah. It's a Football Friday.
He's a realist. He couldn't muster
anything.
It's the Raiders, though.
No, I know. It's like the game doesn't.
Who's up for this game?
Yeah, well.
The Eagles better be.
Well, you better get a win.
The Eagles need to.
You better get up for it because you need a win.
This is the bounce back spot, isn't it?
It should be.
I mean, this is the worst team they're going to play the entire season.
You got the Commodores twice.
Yeah, the Raiders are worse. I mean, you're right. The Commodores are bad, too. But the Raiders are worse. Will in the Northeast is up. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Well, what's up?
All right. You know what I would love to see? I would love them to take out Saquon and Jalen Hurts and put the backups in and see how they do. And what? Because, you know, I'm getting tired of everybody keeps saying, oh, well, bench Jalen, bench him. See what he do against a scrub team and then see what type of quarterback backup we really have. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's put it to rest already. You know what I mean? Because, like, my thing is this, man. With all these guys, they just need to do their job, man. You know what I mean? All that talking and complaining. Like, I'm tired of hearing it now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got a Super Bowl to win. Y'all got a playoff dance to go to, man. Like, Like, what are y'all doing? Y'all about to sabotage your own season. These teams are not better. You know what? I think these teams are better coached. That's what I think. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I've been holding back a little bit. But I'm going to say this to you, Jalen. Like, you want to be the GOAT. You want to be Michael Jordan. You want to be, you know, like one of the best quarterbacks, like, you know, Tom Brady and all. You know what them dudes do? They take over the game. They make their players better. You know what I'm saying? So if you want that title, then you got to live up to it, bro. You know what I'm saying? I've been holding back because, you know, I know you take a lot of heat. But right now, today, man, it's time to man up, bro. You got to take over. You got to take the team back, man, and show them that you're the leader and you're going to lead us back to the Super Bowl and win it, man. You know what I'm saying? But this is what I want to say, man. If they all play together as a team and stop being selfish, play together as a team, man. And we could damn sure win the Super Bowl, man, without a doubt. But you can't do it single-handed, one player or this player hating on that player. No, we got to do it as a team, man. Let's stop all this. Let's go ahead, destroy these Raiders, and destroy every team left in the division or left to play, and let's win the Super Bowl, man. That's all I got.
All right, Will, we got you, buddy. We appreciate it.
Buzz didn't catch the memo. He didn't give him the music or nothing. Damn it, Buzz. That's on you, man.
It's the Raiders.
But it's still Football Friday, though.
It doesn't feel like a normal Football Friday. I mean, you guys are barely getting to 20 points as we talk about the
game. First of all, I've been in that 20-point realm for weeks.
And that's our problem. It's your fault.
No, it's not.
Maybe
I've been realistic.
You started saying I've been
realistic.
Would.
But I need y'all to be hype about this because I can't have y'all acting like y'all acting right now. Y'all need to step it up.
Listen,
Kyle.
This is the breakout game for the offense. And I'm telling you right now, if it's not now, when is it happening? If they can't score points on Sunday at home against
21.
That's
listen,
21.
Listen, Joe, let me tell you what we're hoping for this weekend. Number one is the win, right? And I'm okay with a turnover or two.
Oh. By our offense or defense?
Offense.
What do you mean a turnover or two?
Well, okay, we're going to throw the ball.
Hold on, that's
Joe,
an improvement.
Joe,
five.
Joe, listen to what I'm saying now. Listen, follow me. Mm. We're going to throw the football. We're throwing the football.
Why?
Because we moved the ball, Joe. We have to keep that a part of. We got to keep that beast in our repertoire. Okay. We have to keep that beast.
That beast.
It starts with Las Vegas.
And you have okay. So we'll two turnovers is acceptable.
I'm going to write it in my notebook with the new pen I have. It starts. With the Raiders.
Yeah, it's brand new. You gotta knock the seal off of that thing. That's a brand new pen. That's a brand new jail pen, brother.
It's kind of nice. I can see why you use it so much.
Why you say I use so much? It's a nice pen.
All right.
But no, let's be real. Like, this is the problem with Eagles fans. And yeah, I'm calling y'all out today.
Uh-oh.
The Eagles are the problem, not the fans.
What the Eagles fans.
That's smart.
It's like we need to be realistic about what we're seeing. I know what happened last year, and I know what we accomplished last year.
I've tried that for 3 days about the quarterback. Everyone's mad.
21 points.
Breakout.
Two turnovers.
It is the
acceptable.
Breakout day. It has to be. It has to be.
21
right.
points, two turnovers.
I'm pulling a Douglas. They have to. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, coming up, all your phone calls. Do you expect the Eagles offense to break out against the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday? Yes or no? We will be joined by Mike Mayock. His thoughts on all this coming up. Your phone calls. Midday Show live from Radio Row for Army Navy in Baltimore on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We're live today from Radio Row, Baltimore, Maryland, for Army Navy. Hugh, we got a lot to do today, and we're going to talk to a lot of people, including some great guests. And right now joining us, a voice you hear often on the afternoon show, he's with us in the Midday Show, Mike Mayock.
Mike,
how you doing?
I'm pretty good, fellas. How you doing?
Pretty good. Mike, I got to ask you right out the gate.
Here we go, right? Welcome to Philly, boys.
Let's go. No beating around the bush.
You and Spike Esther
got beef. You know where I grew up? I grew up in Overbrook in West Philadelphia. And I'm not surprised at all that you're just jumping in. Go ahead, brother.
No, I was saying, I was just asking, what's up with you and Spike, man? Y'all got beef?
No, why?
No, I'm just asking.
We love the tension sometimes when you call in on the show. The back and forth. I love it.
So I think Spike is really good at what he does, okay? And I think he's well-spoken, but Spike has an agenda.
Get that for a drop, please. We need that. It's a great line.
And I've done a lot of media in my life. okay, for 20-some years now. I was
and
not
you've
good...
dealt with A.B. You've dealt with Antonio Brown.
Yeah, but let's not put them in the same category.
They have to be different.
Let me tell you something. When you go to your first training camp as a general manager and the guy you just signed to like a $30 million contract shows up in a helicopter in the Napa Valley with two burned feet, from a cryogenic chamber.
I didn't mean
Paris,
to traumatize
France.
You, Mike. I'm sorry.
I see it in his eyes. And, you brought and, back those
and,
memories.
And wouldn't wear a helmet and wouldn't practice. They're two, like him and Spike are two different things, man.
I remember that. You did a great job of having the poker face on television, though.
Dude, let me tell you something. That, like, we ended up nullifying his contract, his guarantees. And as you know, the whole key to being an NFL player is a guarantee. How much of your contract is guaranteed? That's the whole deal. And he had close to $30 million in guarantees, and he left training. Aside from not practicing, he left training camp to go home without asking for permission. And finally, we wrote him a letter that basically said, "You're done. Guarantees are nullified." And that's when he went off on me on the practice field.
Man.
How we doing, Beth, fellas?
We're good. All right. Let's talk about the Eagles. Yeah, let's talk about your thoughts on what's going on here. All right, Mike, what's going on with Jalen Hurts? I'll just ask it that way. Because he has been a good quarterback in the league for years now. But it feels to me like the last few weeks, is regressing a fair word? Is that not fair? Is it a slump? Like, what do you see when you watch him? Because this is probably the worst five-week stretch I can remember, maybe since his first year, which we gave grace to, right? He was a first-year quarterback. Like, for a guy his stage in the NFL, yep, what he's accomplished, to me it's a pretty alarming slump, if that's what it is.
No, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going slump. In my mind, I've watched so much of his tape going back to college. I feel like I know who he is as a player. Okay, I interviewed him at the combine. I love the kid. What frustrates me in Philly, and I don't know what you guys said back in the summer, I have no idea, but there was a bunch of radio hosts all upset that he was, only the sixth-ranked quarterback in some ESPN poll, right? Guys were screaming and yelling about it. Why? He's higher than that. He's the Super Bowl champ. To me, he's always been like somewhere between about 6 and 12. That's who he is. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be a franchise quarterback like Lamar and Burrow and the guy in Buffalo. That's not who he is. And if you ask him to be Matthew Stafford and throw with anticipation in the pocket, he's never going to be that. But Matthew Stafford's not going to be him. You know, Jalen has other attributes, starting with his legs. By the way, both of them each have one Super Bowl win. Okay? So it's not like you can't get it done in different fashions. So when I see what's going on with the offense now, I don't jump up and down as much as most people, because basically the coach's job is to get the most out of their quarterback. Right, and last year a lot of that pressure was taken off by Saquon in the run game. All of a sudden, Saquon's running for 180 every game, and it's easier to throw the ball out. You know, all those things happen. This year's a little different. Okay, he had an awful game the other day, and my problem with it was the decision making more than the throws. Okay, I thought it was an awful decision in overtime. I thought the first pick was an awful decision. He threw it to AJ, who was literally the only guy double teamed in the whole progression. Okay, so it wasn't a bad throw, but he threw it right into the defensive tackle's chest.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? It was a decision. So I go through this every week, and that, to me, that was – and we'll find out next few weeks. To me, that was an aberration. So I hate to tell you this, guys, because I think it's going to be ugly, but if the Eagles want to get back to another Super Bowl, I think it's going to look more like the Detroit and Green Bay games, where they kind of won on defense and special teams, and the way they do it, and Hugh's getting mad here. I can see him.
Oh no, I'm not, because I'm trying. I'm trying to get you to school him, because I've been telling him this. I've been telling him this for weeks.
Okay, so I think it's going to be kind of a narrow margin for victory, and if you have an aberration like a 5-turnover game, it's all over in the playoffs.
Yeah, and like I was telling him, Mike, like to expect with the talent that this team has, to expect them to go out and score 28, 30 points a game. Right now, that doesn't feel like that's realistic. The best thing that they can do, and they did a little bit of that last week, and this is how I saw it, and I wonder if you saw it the same way. Try to control the clock as much as you can. You know, try to score whenever you get, like, take the three. Take the points that you can get and allow your defense to play the way that they've been playing.
Yeah, the Thanksgiving Day game against Chicago I thought was an aberration for the defense, mm-hmm. right? And they got gutted. It was an ugly tape. They got gutted. But I'm a believer in Vic Fangio. I'm a believer in the talent they have on defense. Mm-hmm. And the way I look at it is that, Hugh, that's how you got to win games right now. I mean, the problem is they haven't been able to run the football. Now, I thought there was a glimmer of hope last week. As ugly as that game was, they ran the ball. Saquon averaged, you know, 6 yards a carry. The offense averaged over 5 yards a carry. Had a 52-yard touchdown. So he had an 18-yard. I mean, so there were some watching that tape from the end zone angle, you could see some good things happening. But let's face it now, you know, that offensive line's different than it was a year ago.
Sure.
That's
is.
My big thing. And Stoutland's one of the best coaches I've ever been around. So at the end of the day, I don't think it's coaching, but Lane Johnson's out. Fred Johnson's a solid player, but there's a reason he's a swing tackle and not a starting tackle in the NFL. It's a step down from Lane Johnson, a Hall of Famer. You know, that left guard, Dickerson, I think he's been hurt since week one.
Yeah.
You know, and I think he's a warrior. I think he's playing every week beat up, okay? But and I think some other guys are too. So I don't think they're playing at the level, and I think other teams schematically are taken away. They're dropping safeties so fast and doing things to take away the run game. So to Hugh's point, I think you hit it right on the head, man. They got to win 22-19 instead of lose 22-19.
You mentioned the coaching, offensive coaching this year. When you watch it, because we get before this week's been open season on Jalen Hurts, right? He had the 5-pick game. But before this, most of the criticism we hear is Petullo stinks. The offensive scheme stinks. When you watch it, is that fair? Is that crazy? Like, do you think they're a well-coached team on offense and it's just things are going wrong between injuries and the players and whatever? Or do you see some issues with the scheme as well?
So I'm a former defensive back, okay? I wasn't any good. I didn't last as long as you. You know, it's just a few years in the league. I look at things from a pass game perspective. How difficult do you make it on the linebackers and the defensive backs? Okay? And the teams that cause a lot of problems, pick a team, the Rams, right? You never know where Puka Nacua is going to line up.
Right.
You know, they're in tight bunches and rubs and they're running mesh concepts. They're running traffic jams. The way to explain it to people at home is it's effectively a traffic jam. And if you're a defensive back trying to cover a tight bunch that in man coverage, right, that's a problem because they're crossing all over the place. It's a traffic jam. So the Eagles don't do anywhere near as much of the motions, bunches. They'll do some two-by-twos where it's a stack on the outside. It's a little bit of a rub, but I'd like to see more of that. The play they ran last week on 3rd and 15 or 16 in the fourth quarter where they hit Smitty on an in route, really good concept. The ball was thrown on time, maybe even early, and gave Smitty a chance to run with the ball. I love that. But the bottom line is that they're a fairly simple schematic team offensively in the pass game, and that's who they are.
All right, Mike Mayock with us here. We are live at Radio Row in Baltimore. Mike, before we ask you about the game, because we know you're doing the game tomorrow and you've done these for a few years, NFC, this is as good as I can remember. This feels like a really good conference to where like the Eagles have their path to get to a 2 or 3 seed with the division.
Yep.
How do you view the top right now? The Rams in Seattle, they're jockeying for position, and it's going to be one of them probably the 1 seed, the other one has a 5. Green Bay, Chicago, that game was awesome on Sunday. How do you view the top of the NFC right now?
I look at it now like it's kind of the NFC North and the NFC West. You know, and the Eagles is kind of a wild card, you know. And out west, I'm blown away by how well coached the Rams are. They got this young defensive front, Jared Verse and a couple of those dudes. They're dudes, okay. Jared Verse, when I watched his first tape in college, he was coming out of tiny Albany College and transferred to LSU. His first tape reminded me of Hugh Douglas, like a young Hugh Douglas. Like he was just a power-based, explosive dude. I'm a Rams fan. I saw Seattle on tape the other day, and I was like, wow, that's a little different than I thought they were. You know, what are they, both 10-3, I think. San Francisco's 9-4. Think about it, right? So trying to win that division is going to be all the way to the final day. And then you go to the NFC North, and Detroit's beat up on defense. I mean, they put 44 on Dallas 2 weeks ago.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Offensively, they're a juggernaut, but can they stop anybody? And they just lost their best defensive back, Brian Branch. So I don't know what Detroit's going to do, but Green Bay, they're looking legit. That, for me, that comes down to the quarterback. If he plays at a consistently high level, they're legit. And Chicago, I look at them, I think they're really well coached by Dennis Allen on defense, but I think they're 1 year away from being a legitimate Super Bowl team. But they're the teams I like in the NFC.
Yeah, it's going to be, to get through the NFC, it's going to be a gauntlet. Mike, we appreciate you hopping on. And tomorrow you're doing the game on radio?
Oh, man.
What is it like doing a game like this?
It's not even the game. It's before and after the game. Before the game, they have the walk-on with all the cadets, then the flyover. And I hate to say it, but I get choked up just watching that stuff happen. And then after the game, when they both walk down to the end zone and sing the alma mater with their arms around each other, both teams. And you know that someday they might be fighting for us. You know, they played the game and they beat the crap out of each other that day. But going forward, they could be fighting for us. Those things choke me up.
Yeah, it's an amazing event every single year. Mike, yeah. We appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy tomorrow, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes.
Appreciate
Mike Bayock
with
us there.
Yeah, thanks.
On the Midday Show, 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard here. All right, do you expect the Eagles offense to break out on Sunday? Let's go back to the phone lines here. Rico, West Philly. What's up, Rico? Rico. Go once, twice. All right.
He was almost too big.
Yeah,
for
that's all right. We got Mickey in Virginia's up. What's up, Mickey?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good, Mickey. What's up?
I have a couple questions for Hugh. As a person that's been in a locker room, have you ever been under a coach? When the scheme isn't working as players, do you go to the coach and they overrule the coach's decision in any chance? This correlates to the offense. And do you think this has been done at all during the season?
Mickey, the closest thing I can think of to what you're talking about is when the offensive line went into the office of Nick Sirianni last year.
Yeah, to change it to a run-based team.
And they did that. So that would probably be the closest. That would be the closest thing that I could think of. But me personally, no, I've never dealt with that.
No, I mean, I understand. I just had to ask because, like, at some point we got all this money on offense. I mean, does it just overrule, like, what Kevin wants to do even at some point?
Well, like, here's the thing, Mick. I don't know. I can't say if it's all Kevin Petullo. Because,
right,
like,
right.
I've tried to say it, and for whatever reason people don't get is that yesterday we were talking about, who is it, Kellen Moore.
Yeah.
And his offense. And I brought up what Tyler Shough is doing.
Shuck.
And I know what their record is.
Get his name right.
Tyler Shough.
Shuck.
And I know what their record is. But they're trying to throw the football. That was the point that I was trying to make that went completely over everybody's head.
Yeah.
Is that
no.
Brian Johnson is throwing the football down in D.C. when Jaden Daniels was healthy. That completely went over everybody's head. So as far as this offense is concerned, I keep going back to what it looked like Monday and what Jalen said the offense is going to look like because it's his offense. So
right.
To answer your question, I think that it runs the way that Jalen wants it to run.
No, I absolutely appreciate that. It's just it's hard to imagine, and I understand the offensive struggles with the offensive line and the injuries. I just can't imagine how we've gotten here. I mean, it's kind of bogus. I mean,
how we got where?
Well, to the point where we're one of the worst offenses in the league.
Yeah. Season, yeah. To where we are production-wise, to where, you know – what we're looking on TV every Sunday, whether it's Monday, Thursday, it don't matter. I mean, the whole season has been one play away from us losing. I mean, the offense-wise. I mean, the defense has been playing amazing, lights out. But this offense is shaky, man. It's been shaky since week one against Dallas.
Go back to week two when we were happy they won and they beat the Chiefs. But remember, that was the whole thing where Chris Jones was and Jalen were jawing back and forth, and he joked that he barely threw for 100 yards. Like, we were laughing at the Chiefs that day. Eagles won the game, but, like, the concept
no,
was
– I wasn't laughing.
The idea, I mean, is, like, the reality was true then, it's true now. We can't move the ball.
No, I mean, I agree with you guys. And, I mean, I like Jalen Hurts. I got two jerseys. I don't buy – players that are not good jerseys. I just don't. But Hurts is just not looking good, man. And the reality has it, it's like a cardinal sin for Philadelphia fans to call out Jalen Hurts. It is ridiculous, man. Of course we're allowed to criticize. People pay a lot of money to go to those games. I pay a lot of money for Sunday ticket. Whether it's cheap for some or expensive for others, I mean, I'm allowed to be upset about the product on the field.
Of course you are. And, Mickey, there's a standard of play.
It's your God-given right, Mickey.
Mickey, good phone. There's a standard of play. They have the most expensive offense in the history of the NFL, and they can't move the ball. Like, what are you supposed to be? Happy?
No, you're not supposed to be happy, Joe.
Nah.
And nobody's above reproach. Nobody's above
reproach. Well, that is true. And of course not. Of course they can't be. All right, Rico in West Philly is up on WIP. Rico's ready. What's up, Rico?
Good afternoon. How are we doing today?
What's going on, Rico?
10:46 a.m.
I got I'm early a.m. I got a bone to pick with the national media, you know, and the local media.
What did we do?
It started with the local media. Every day I open up my work computer and there's stories on the main page.
And
the
Joe
national
Giglio.
Media ran a story about benching Jalen Hurts. But it was all based on a comment that Joe DeCamera made for in favor of benching Jalen Hurts and bringing back Tanner McKee. Wow. And the national and local media is flooding over into the fan base, and we're calling for Jalen Hurts to be benched and sat. We need to all pump our brakes and not forget who took us to two Super Bowls and won one. We're getting a little beside ourselves and forgetting who's doing all this winning for us. It's Jalen Hurts and his team. Right?
Do you think, Rico, before you finish, Rico, do you think perhaps the problem is the way Jalen Hurts has played over the last five games more than Joe DeCamera's question? Have you thought about that part of it?
Nope.
I think it's a combination of it all. I think it's the way Jalen Hurts is playing, but it's also because of the coordinator situation. I want to see Jalen Hurts get 2 years of a consistent coordinator first before we just write him off and send him off.
Then bring Petullo back.
He hasn't had the same coordinator since the beginning of time. We all know
that's
this. Right. And the offense right now is terrible, as do the coordinator and Jalen Hurts. But I want to say something to Jalen and the team and AJ and Saquon. It's not over. It's not done with. There's scheduled losses in this season, right? But we got to get behind one another and fight and keep going at this thing. We can't just quit on our team because they're having struggles right now and bench our quarterback in favor of Tanner McKee.
There's coffee.
Well, how about this? I'll make you a deal, Rico. If Jalen Hurts plays well on Sunday and they win, nobody next week will say Tanner McKee's name. Are we cool with that?
And we're cool with that, but what I'm saying is I don't want to hear it because I don't want it flooding into our locker room. The fans of this city are the pride and joy.
Rico, I love you, man. But,
poor guy.
But I think we're reverse engineering this thing. Rico, the locker room has been the ones talking about Hurts way before we started talking about the other quarterback. Does anyone else see this?
Nope.
The wide receiver on the team last year said passing is the problem. A year ago, A.J. Brown said passing is the problem. So I think maybe they should stop talking. I mean, who's talked worse about Jalen this year, us or the team? Do you see the stuff that comes out of there? That he doesn't want to run anymore. He doesn't listen. Like, these are leaks that come out of that building. That they might draft a quarterback next year. But these are all coming from within the Eagles. Someone over there is talking. We had the whole T Gun thing. Where'd that come from? Within the Eagles.
You know what it sounded like to me? That Rico wants to bring back Kevin Petullo next year.
Well, he did say he wants a coordinator for at least 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Hugh, you think people will be into Petullo back next year?
Nope.
But we want continuity, don't we?
Petullo, you know what? I've been reading, you know, some of the blogs and some of the stuff that's being, you know, put out there on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Petullo is in line for a head coach job potentially.
Well, he's going to get interviews.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? when we sit here and we've convinced ourselves
he's the problem
that somebody what, like, seriously, to all those folks that want to be mad about, you know, it's not somebody else, what does that say when the dude that we've coined the problem is going to potentially get a head coaching job or get interviewed for a head coaching job?
No, it says the league thinks he's knows what he's doing. I mean, he's pretty good.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just asking.
Yeah, that's what it would tell me. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, we have to remind everyone what we're doing today. You know what that is, Hugh, right?
What are we doing?
Come on, we got to find out. Here's
Hello Stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
Yes, it's another day of finding out what's in Hugh's Holiday Stocking.
Had that good Gouda in that stocking yesterday.
That Gouda took us 18 minutes of radio to figure out what was in there.
Gouda cheese.
Yeah, yesterday was Gouda cheese. So what do we've had the Gouda cheese. We had a Blue Chew. Eggnog.
A glizzy.
And Frank Sinatra.
A glizzy and Frank Sinatra. Have you washed out this thing yet?
How did Frank get in there, by the way?
Frank was the original member of this.
Yeah, he was the one that, like, he helped put Jack Daniels on the map.
That's right. Oh, there was a connection to Jack Daniels. Anyway, today, the next time you hear the sounder on the show, call in, and you have a chance to play What's in Hugh's Holiday Stocking, presented by Jack Daniels Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances, playing today for the Jack Daniels prize pack, qualifying prize pack, the rocks glasses, the umbrella, the golf tee pack, playing cards, Weber grill brush, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. And if you win today, automatically entered for the grand prize, which is the Weber Grill, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, Jack Daniels Yeti Cooler, and the Jack Daniels Cornhole Set. We will play later on in the show. Keep listening. When you hear the sounder, you call in to play What's in Hugh's Holiday Stocking. All right, a lot to do. We're going to get back to everyone's phone calls here. Do you expect the Eagles offense to break out on Sunday? Maybe I'm lying to myself, but I do.
Yeah.
I expect some points
you
on Sunday.
Are.
You got to get real.
You're in denial.
This has to be it. Otherwise, we're waving the white flag on Monday. All right, Hugh and Kyle do not expect the offense to break out.
Mm-mm.
Where do you come down? And on the other side, we need to talk about something, because yesterday on the afternoon show, those guys created something, a pledge. We have to discuss the pledge, and we have our own as we head towards the Eagles and the Raiders on Sunday. That's next. We're live, Radio Row in Baltimore for Army Navy on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.